1180 AM Talk Radio. We're talking, you're listening. I'd like to hear from you, however. The email address is michael@asktheguru.info. Love your emails. Would like to, next week, have an opportunity to answer some of the questions and concerns you might have about your particular situation, give you some one-on-one advice. Some of these I'll read on the air if you're interested, and I'll have, if you agree to do that, I'll have a little drawing, a little prize I'll send you. But either way, I'll give you the personal attention. More on that towards the end of the show. But right now, great stuff. Joining us in a minute is Roger Merrill. Roger Merrill Jr. is... he's just a fantastic guy, among other things. I'm going to go ahead and put him on the air here. Roger, are you with us?
Mike, how you doing?
My goodness, you old hound dog. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Roger Merrill. Now, let me briefly introduce you and inflate your ego as much as humanly possible here. It'll set your path the rest of the afternoon. But Roger is one of the state's leading experts in inspection services and also housing urban development, FHA, and Fannie Mae rehabilitation. That's the topic we want to talk today. Roger, are you telling me that there is a government program out there, federally insured FHA, that allows a homeowner to do pretty much anything they want to do with a home?
Yes, there is. It's actually been around for quite a while, Mike.
You know, and it's not something that you hear about terribly often, because in the heady days of the last 4, 5, 6 years ago, really the last, the better part of the last decade, if you wanted to do some sort of a remodel, my parents did their kitchen. My parents did everything, really. You know, a kitchen, bathroom, whatever the case may be. I have friends who've done much the same thing. You either got some sort of construction loan or a home equity loan. And a home equity loan, of course, was readily available credit back then. It's not now. And this program has risen to the surface. Roger, tell us about it. It's the FHA 203K.
That's correct.
Okay. Give us the overview. Give us the nuts and bolts of the program.
The overview at 203K is either utilized for a purchase and a rehabilitation / renovation of a project, or even a refinance. And I think in the past, the stigma that's been attached to it, everybody thinks it's only utilized in blighted areas or with dilapidated structures, when in reality, it can be utilized for anything with inside of a structure and or on the premises, except for an in-ground swimming pool and an outside jacuzzi.
I can't tell you how happy you've made me use the word blighted and dilapidated within the course of 5 seconds. That appeals to me quite a bit. I love the vocab, Roger.
I'm just an overeducated redneck, Mike.
Well, you know what? Bless your heart then, sir. You are a dichotomy in terms. So the 203K, So really, now, surely there must be some sort of limitation on funds. I mean, is this a, $20,000, $25,000 cap on how much money you can dedicate to the project? How much are we talking here? What's Uncle Sam willing to part with?
Uncle Sam is willing to part with whatever your underlying mortgage is and the difference between that and the maximum mortgage cap for the county that you live in.
Well, let's put this to the test. I have a $200,000 residence, and I've decided I no longer like my $200,000 residence. I want to tear this thing down all the way to the studs and rebuild this thing in the vision that I have, and it's going to become a $400,000 home. We can finance an additional $200,000 of construction costs in there?
Yes, sir, you can.
That's incredible. I'm telling you, it's incredible. I'm telling the listeners, it's incredible. That's fantastic. What is your role in the program? You have, I can't say on the air, who particular does the program, but it's an FHA insured program, and you can email me michael@asktheguru.info for more on that, and I can provide you some details about it itself. But what is your role, Roger? What's your connection with Housing Urban Development and Fannie Mae in how this loan actually gets put together?
Well, I'm actually a compliance officer for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and also with that, I am a 203K consultant, of which, as a consultant, my job is to go to any subject structure, declare issues that need to be addressed to meet what we call minimum property standards.
Okay.
So the house meets health and safety issues, and then after I deal with the what we call have-tos, then we incorporate what the borrowers want to do, and I prepare what's called architecture and engineering exhibits, which is a package that goes to the lender that says, this is what we are going to do to this structure, and hopefully it comes in at value when it's appraised.
Okay, so verbal case studies here. You know, I'm hearing a lot of possibilities here. I want to break this down so that I can give an idea of the listening audience. You know, here's what we can do. So if I wanted to buy a foreclosure or, a bank-owned home, a home that has a high likelihood of deferred maintenance,
correct.
It sounds like I can do that. Okay, it sounds like, and it sounds like to me, the have-tos are the things you need to do to bring it up to, you know, code, for lack of a better term, the minimum property standards you were referring to.
Correct.
Okay, and the wants-to are, dot, 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 anything else?
That is correct, except an in-ground swimming pool and an outside jacuzzi.
Well, that's unfortunate, because we do get a lot of in-ground swimming pools up here in the Puget Sound area. You know, I note outside, this is one of the four sunny days we're being allocated for this entire year. We could all use a dip, but, swimming pool aside, I think we can do without that. So this can be used for acquisition. You can quite literally, and I get this a lot, this is fantastic, you can quite literally buy one of these homes without having to jump through 11 different hoops. This is one program. Would you classify it as pretty simple to use?
It's very simple, and I think in the past, for those that are in the mortgage industry, in the past, the 203K was somewhat cumbersome, but it is very, very user-friendly.
You're telling me that the government has actually made this easier.
I think they made it easier by implementing it into third parties' hands, and it became a simpler product.
Well, shame on me. I just got done slamming financial reform about 15 minutes ago.
I listened to the entire part.
turned around. Yeah, they turned around and did me a favor. So, okay. So now that's with the acquisition of a property. Now, let's say I'm average Joe homeowner. I'm looking at this kitchen, and I'm looking at my dated 70s cabinets, and I'm looking at the linoleum that's long since torn up, and I'm thinking, I need a new place in which to prepare my food. Remodeling kitchen, bathroom, bedrooms, the entire shell of the residences. There's nothing that's out of bounds, it sounds like.
No, sir. And that outdated kitchen could be brought into the 21st century.
I'm going to put you to the ultimate test. Here it is. We talked about outdoor swimming pools and that in ground, and that actually gave me an idea. Suppose that I have a master plan, Roger, and my master plan is that I want to go in the Guinness Book of World Records for growing the largest rhubarb in history, and it's going to take me $100,000 in landscaping projects to appropriately terraform my property so I can grow this giant rhubarb. Will the United States government assist me in my ambitions, or, Roger, will they fear my rhubarb?
They would fear your rhubarb due to value.
Due to value. My rhubarb won't appraise. Well, I can take that down to the tax assessor's office, but there you go.
And good luck on that one.
So outdoor projects can be done, but within some reason, because, of course, the overall value of the property would have to improve as well. Is that right?
Correct. And we have fencing that can be done, decks, landscaping, erosion control, anything pretty much less your 1,000 acres of rhubarb.
Yes, my 1,000. Well, it's just the one rhubarb. But thank you. I appreciate you supporting my dreams, Roger, as always. So that's fantastic. Now, I will let you know, and I refer, not to you, Roger, but of course the people who are listening right now, that if you want to know more about the 203K program, email me, michael@asktheguru.info. I will send you a very brief report. There's no strings attached. You're not going to get spam or any of that fun stuff that I personally like to avoid, like the plague as well. I will send this information along, and I'll let you know the steps you need to take to investigate, and I'll also make sure that I provide Roger's contact information, because, Roger, you sound like the point person for the whole process. You do everything short except dole out the money. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Roger, I understand that it's just not the HUD approved inspecting you do. Your name of your company is Merrill Inspection Services. What else you got on the table? What else can you offer these fine folks listening today?
We actually are a full service company, and we like to consider ourselves your FHA inspection connection, because anything that is needed for underwriting conditions on FHA loans, we handle.
Sure, absolutely. And that's actually valued. It's probably, you know, it's a technical aspect that probably is not going to resonate as applicable with some of the folks who are listening right now, but I can tell from personal experience that, you know, if you're trying to do something that's a bit complicated to the home, you want to have an expert out here. And Roger, sort of, you certainly qualify as an expert to make sure that it's being done absolutely correctly, so you don't have to go back and forth with the city, whoever it is, the appraiser, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and it just explodes in a ball of frustration. So that's fantastic. Roger, how can the fine folks listening at home or at the office get a hold of you if they'd like to chat with you more?
They can email me at mis.llc@comcast.net.
Roger, you've been fantastic. I appreciate it. I look forward to catching up to you again soon. Thank you for being on the show, sir. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
All right, my brother. Talk to you later.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Roger Merrill, Jr.